and as he sat on the back end of the ambulance, John Henry let him have it only after he knew Gabe was going to be all right. "I swear, Gabe, you don't know whether to check your ass or scratch your watch. What the fuck possessed you to come here at this time of day, at any time of day?" "I got a lead. It couldn't wait." Gabe winced as an EMT applied a temporary dressing to his wound, and John Henry's face went from anger to concern in a heartbeat. "You gonna be okay?" "Yes," Gabe groaned. "What happened to the girl?" "It wasn't hard for the boys to find her. They just followed the trail of blood." "Is she okay?"
"Is she okay?"
John Henry's kettle rose to a low boil.
"She's stoned out of her mind. She came at you with a knife, cut you without asking whether you wanted her to, if what they told me is accurate."
He gestured to three uniforms who stood in front of the house, alert with hands poised on the tasers strapped to their belts. One communicated on her shoulder radio. "Is she okay?"
Gabe persisted.
"Just so we're clear, we're both talking about the same woman, right? The one who cut you, right?" John Henry waited for an answer, but Gabe didn't respond, and John Henry shook his head in disgust.
"As fine as she can be," he finally said. "They found her on the floor, still holding the knife and covered in your blood. The boy's been up there securing the area and getting her ready while we ran a background check."
"You got a name?" "Mitzi Jenkins. They found an ID card for the methadone clinic. 20 years old from Anchorage." "Anchorage?" Gabe shifted uncomfortably, and pain shot up his arm. "She's a long way from home."
"That's normally the objective."
Something unintelligible squawked over John Henry's shoulder radio, and he crooked his head, pressed the button on his hand mic, and spoke into it before glancing back at Gabe.
"They're bringing her down now."
"What's going to happen to her?" Gabe peered at his brother with concern.
"We're going to crown her queen of the ball," John Henry said angrily. "What do you think's going to happen to her?"
"She's going to Whispering Hills."
"What? Why?"
"God damn it. Haven't we had this dance before? It's standard..."
"Standard procedure," Gabe interrupted him.
"Do you know any other tunes?" John Henry's eyes narrowed, and he stormed Gabe, standing toe-to-toe with his brother.
"Boy, tonight is not the night you want to kick my beehive."
Gabe instantly backed down. "Sorry," he muttered, at once ashamed and grief-stricken. His arm stung fiercely, and he looked over at Grace, who seemed afraid to approach the brothers. He gestured toward her, and she took a few cautious steps forward, but she remained at a safe distance from the ambulance.
"How's she doing?"
John Henry tossed his head toward Grace, and Gabe nodded.
"We're calling her Grace," Gabe said.
"Evening, Miss Grace."
John Henry spoke with his Sunday manners as he tipped his sheriff's hat and gave her a half bow. "Pleasure to see you again." She didn't respond, but John Henry smiled anyway and then shot a glare at his brother and hissed under his breath so she wouldn't hear him.
"Even worse, you brought her here, asshole."